Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone.
Yes, say something, my peoples. They're up here. I don't see your comments. Say buenos dias.
Hallelujah.
You got Miss Davis there.
Good morning, Larissa. How you doing, my sweetie pie?
How do you do that? She wants to be in my video. I don't know how you. I don't know.
We don't know. Who was the?
Somebody said, okay. I don't know how to do it.
Larissa, I've been trying to catch up, girl. I'm going to send you the scripture. So we are doing a double teaching today. This is a back door because Pastor Perry told me this. I remembered. I heard her voice this morning. Well, every morning sometimes because that was my BFF. So you know how that goes. God be the glory. So she was telling me, why are you like stressing yourself out trying to come up with another teaching? And now I got some teaching, you know, that I could teach. But this was what she said to me to encourage me. So listen to your friends. If they really your friends, they're going to tell you what God wants you to know, right?
Yeah.
So she was like, if you're teaching something on a Sunday, you need to teach it to the world, to the universe, you know, not just in the house of glory, but to all over the world. So that's why we're teaching, we're backdooring what we were. But you see, when we teach on the radio, I can slow roll it and slow it down. Larissa says, good, because she texted me for the scriptures from Sunday, and I've been taking care of my sweetie pie with his mama, and I hadn't had a chance to stop and do this. So anyway, I want you to know that I'm going to sing the scriptures personally today. Good morning, Miss Cheryl Pick.
Good morning, Cheryl Ned.
The Cheryls are in the house this morning.
When I see us, I don't see comments on mine, but I don't know what's wrong. I'll check them later.
So, we just want you guys to know that this is an amazing teaching. It's a teaching of revelation to help you get set free in your mind.
That's where the battlefield
is.
Come
on now. This is how you become sold out.
Like everybody tune in, you're sold out, Miss Cheryl. Sold out.
Good morning, so I'm
that's
so
our
excited.
Teachers today. We sold out to Jesus.
Sold out to Jesus. And don't forget to get your sold out book. Okay. We have a new book that's called Sold Out. This is a new book from Pastor Marlo Mosley. And then we have our original book, which is Soulful Prayers, Volume 2. And I'm just so thankful to the Lord for choosing me in this season to become a number one best-selling author.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hello, America. Y'all say hallelujah.
Yes.
Anyway, I want to take the time to say good morning to our studio audience.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes. Our faithful studio audience.
That's how you know you sold out. When you know you don't want to even get out your bed. Hello. Especially if you got to go to work or retired, or especially for these ladies, because Brenda always says she's what? Retired.
Retired to be
rebired.
But I told all my City Chapel sisters, I said, if Jesus could rise from the dead, you could rise from your bed.
And I remember.
No excuses.
Remember, guys, that movie, The Passion of the Christ?
Yeah.
I was remembering that when I was driving this morning, because how cold it is. So this is nothing compared to the cold when he was on the cross. You know, even when Mel Gibson made that movie, the guy Jim Caviezel, he actually
lightning hit him or
got
something?
Sick because
yeah.
You know he had to be up there with nothing on because they wanted to really portray as close as they could what Jesus really went through, right, Brenda?
Yeah.
And
that was a powerful movie.
He got
sick my
because
gosh.
It really was that cold when Christ went to die for you. And for me.
Yes.
And for all of us.
Yes.
And how dare we?
Yeah. And you know what? I had seen many of the movies, you know, of him being crucified, but The Passion of the Christ, if you haven't seen it, you have to see it. That movie is the movie that really, I mean, really pushed me to where he did that for me.
Come on.
What can I do to give back for his glory? To share the gospel and hope and salvation in somebody's life. And that movie really, like, pushed me. Like, I mean, I wept. I said, he did that for me and for you and you and you. Now, come on now. We got to wake up and say, Lord, here I am. Send me. You know, because he did that for us.
But, you know, and that's how we teach, you know, it's your mind. Because it is. Because, you know, so many times we get upset with people and say, you know, if they hadn't treated me that way or if they hadn't done that way, what, you know what? That's why you can't be caught up into people.
You have to be delivered from people.
You gotta get set free.
Pray for them.
In order for you to really hear what God is saying to you,
yes.
And then you have to have this boldness to really be sold out.
Yes.
So we're going to talk a little bit about It's Your Mind.
It's almost like walking dead in the spirit.
Yeah.
And just rebuke those voices.
Yeah.
And let God speak to you and guide you. And even when you mess up, just get up and keep going.
Yeah. But I think here's the struggle though, Laura. The struggle is people don't really know the voice of God.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what Jesus is telling me. That's how come I'm going to be teaching on this, because I get in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, we get whatever we are, pastors, ambassadors, evangelists, whatever, we can't get caught up in all that, because we just
yeah.
mere people
mm-hmm.
who are striving for perfection.
Yes.
We will never be perfect, but we're striving.
Mm-hmm.
So in
he
Christ,
perfects us every day.
Yes,
that's
good
right.
morning, Mama Dali said. Oh my gosh, good morning,
yes.
Brianna and Papa Jay!
The Gigi's are
the
here.
The Ortiz family.
The Gigi.
Yes! It's in the house.
Yes.
I'm so excited about it. But yeah, so.
We had a full audience, y'all. I want to show all the audience. Say, everybody, say hi. Say hi to the people.
But pictures are coming after the show.
This is my sold out to Jesus.
God's people.
Sold out to Jesus, warriors.
So amazing, because I'm going to back up a little bit, because this is what how you know people are sold out.
Yeah.
In 30-degree weather.
Yes.
It's when you know. 30 and under.
Yes.
And people wake up and they get out of their beds, because these people are retired and have their own schedules. And we have Dr. Brianna Ortiz
Woo!
In the house this morning.
Woo!
Yes. To where she could, you know, I'm just so grateful for people who got the right mind. That's why we talk about the mind today.
Yes.
Because, you know, sometimes we're just in this place and get caught up on the title. Just because you're a pastor, you still got to wake up and go be about the Father's business.
Yes.
Instead of saying, just taking that title and saying, these all those day and night, all that old stuff. We got to know who we are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Because when we start getting caught on to what you're doing, what we're doing, how we doing it, we are nothing without him.
Yeah.
I mean, nada.
Yeah.
Now you say
amen.
Right.
Nada.
No.
And now I have that engraved in my mind. Every time I want to make an excuse to get up and do something, or get up and be about the Father's business, and I don't want to, that post that I saw that says, if Jesus could rise from the dead, you could rise from your bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get up, Laura.
Yeah. It's true. It's so
come
true.
My pillow, my blanket be so warm,
oh, wow.
And I want to make an excuse, and I'm like, God is like, no, you're not.
But here's the deal, though, Laura. People don't make excuses to go to work.
No.
Maybe I was watching this morning on the news, because y'all know this is something going on, all this snow and all this stuff going on in the north. And a man literally drove off the bridge. Literally, his truck just went right. I mean, full speed. Just went. And then guess what? There is a God, because he survived.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
It was not his time.
That's how you know, right, Laura?
Yeah.
But people struggle to get in the faith and the things of God. Sometimes when you leave your house in the morning, you do know that
yes.
it's not guaranteed that we're going to make it back.
Yes.
Because a lot of people say, well, I don't want to fly, or I don't want to this, I don't want this. A lot of times you can just get in your car.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's why we know that today is the day that
the Lord has made.
And
we're
going to
rejoice and be
glad
in
it.
Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, Tammy. And it's a choice.
Nuestra home.
It's a choice to rejoice.
Yes.
Because
yes.
so many times we wake up and we want to have attitudes. You know, we want to have, you know, just be mad at the world, and we entertain things like depression and fear.
Anxiety.
And anger. Instead of, you know, because when you're in the face of God, you already know that stuff is going to come for you, but you have the power and authority to say, get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going, it's a choice,
yes.
you know, to rejoice. And y'all don't have to be animated like me and Laura. You can do it in your way.
Yeah.
But the whole world going to know that, ooh, boy. They are sold out, okay? Because, you know, no, really, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Good morning, Brother Frederick. Thank you for always tuning in, Mighty Man of God.
Yes.
But we're just excited about today, and we want to blow the trumpet. And Mama Dalise, I was telling the studio audience and our Facebook listeners, I heard Pastor Ferry tell me this morning, because yesterday I was, well, actually, she was talking to me. We don't. When you hang out with people, you still hear them. You still hear them. Even when they transition.
Yeah.
So she was talking to me yesterday about, because I was trying to figure out what to teach today. And I could just hear her plain as day. She said, I thought we already talked about this. Why are you doing this? God already gave you a word for the week. even when you teach it in the House of Glory, you have a whole audience. You have the whole world that needs to hear this word. So you need to teach that. And I settled my case. The woman of God has spoken. You know, and I just thank God, even when she was here, she was able to rudder me. You know, just because I was her pastor didn't mean that I couldn't learn from her. And I think that that's where we really get caught up in that place. And Laura, that's why I love it when you say learning, knowing, and growing. Because we have to have a teachable spirit.
Students.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the mandate of even a great leader is to teach those to do great doing. So I hope that encouraged somebody because I didn't know here.
Okay. Yes, and so since we're flowing with the power of the Holy Spirit here at the House of Glory, I just want to share this because yesterday was such a blessed day when I woke up and took my Angelina to school. There was a lot of things that I had to do in the house, and God told me, put it on hold, everything. And I want you to spend time with your grandbaby. Take them to the lake. Go feed ducks. And I had a lot of bread that went out of date, so I told my grandbaby, we're going to the lake. After my granddaughter got us school in now. So we went to the lake, we fed the ducks, and we had such a blessed time. But all I could do while I was driving, God was reminding me of how blessed I am. Because I started thinking about all the people that I'm connected with. I was thinking about Dalise. Mm. Dalise is a person that if she hears anybody sick, she's going to buy you vitamins. She's going to give you oils.
You better know it.
And I'm thinking, I have Sister Dalise that if I could share, hey, I need vitamins, she's right there for me with no questions asked. I mean, she right away, yes, I got something. I'll order you something. She does it not just for me, for everybody in the world.
Yeah,
she knows, I think. And then I have my sisters here in the studio audience that they're learning and growing. They want to know more about Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have all these friends. And then I have my twin sister. And I was just thinking about all the things that I already have. And I just felt, but I know that I'm the richest woman in the world just to know that I have hope, that I have family, that I have friends. And I said, God, if I could just encourage one person out there, if I could just tell somebody, look, God is good. Seek him. He will not let you down. Like I always say, I might let you down. The church might let you down, but not God. God is faithful. He will meet all your needs. If you want peace, positive Spanish, that money cannot buy, seek him, seek his word, and he's so good. So all I could do was thanking him. And then as I'm praising them, God, my Angelina and Lily were in the van, and they look at me, and they go, Grandma, because they're listening, because I was weeping, you know, just grateful heart, you know, to God, because he's good to me. Angelina said, Grandma, she goes, when I grow up, I want to drive a red car. I'm buying me a red car. And I said, oh, that's a pretty color. She goes, you know why I want a red car? And I said, why? She goes, because the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And then Lily's in the back, and she goes, I want a red car, too. I want a red car because of the blood of Jesus.
Wow.
And I said, my grandchildren, if there's
that's
anything
beautiful.
They're going to remember, is the blood of Jesus.
Come on now, that's beautiful.
There's power in the blood of Jesus. And so their favorite color is red because of the blood of Jesus.
That's awesome.
You know, and that's just like, touch my heart just to know that they love Jesus, and because of the blood of Jesus and of every stripe that he took on Calvary and what he did for us. That's why I love that movie, The Passion of the Christ, because of what he went through for us. So that's why I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to do? I can't be making excuses all the time why I want to do it, don't want to do it, even if I'm not feeling it, but I have to be obedient. Where can I go? What's my assignment? That's why every day I pray for divine appointment, divine assignments. So last night, and also we went out to eat because her actual birthday was yesterday. Her actual birthday. We celebrated on the weekend, but yesterday was her actual birthday, so she wanted shrimp. So we went to a Asian buffet. So as we were all sitting down in the table, Camila's mom and all of us that were there, we hold hands, and we always sing and bless the food. God, we follow, bless this food. Bless this food. We are very thankful. Amen. And we sing this at City Chapel with the children that I teach Bible study with. And I mean, the buffet was packed, and people were all. Everybody stopped. For God is my witness, and they were looking. We all clapped and we started eating. This husband and wife came and asked us. They go, "Ma'am, where can I look up that song y'all were singing? Where can you look up that song so I could teach it to my kids?" And then Camilla said, oh, that's the song the children sing, because the children at City Chapel, they when they bless the food, that's how they bless it. So I picked it up, and I bless it now with my family. And I told them, I said, the children at City Chapel, they made it up. Tell me how it goes again. And so I told them, we found, and then, but they wanted to know, where do you learn that song?
Wow.
Where do you, and then everybody was looking, and I was like, oh, my God, and ministered to them. So
yeah.
See? You never know how you're going to minister to, even if it's God we follow, even if it's just a song,
right.
But just to be bold and say, for his glory, because whatever we do is for glorify God.
That's
people
right.
Got to see that there's a God Almighty, that if they seek him more than anything in the world, there's hope, okay? And so anyway, but they and then when they left, they go again. Now tell me one more time. How does the song go? I said, do you want me to write it down? No, just say it to me one more time. So I sang the song like three times.
That
but
is
yeah,
beautiful.
But that's being that's when we're light to darkness,
that's right.
You know,
that's right.
And just planting that seed. You never know what God's going to do.
That's right.
You know, he'll do the rest.
And
just
plant an encouragement.
Yes.
An encouragement. Yeah.
No, that's
beautiful.
Yes.
That is so beautiful. But I just thank God for that. And I want to really kind of really focus on our blog listeners this morning. You know, that's why you have to take everything to God. Because
yes.
Just because things may not be what we think they should be, how they should be, we still have to keep seeking the Father. Especially if you're trying to make a decision, or, you know, you want to make a conscious decision. You want to make sure that you consult God. Sometimes, no matter how small. So remember the last couple of shows we talked about the marinara sauce, remember,
mm-hmm.
at the store?
Yeah.
Even something like that. But one of the things that's been on my heart is, like, just trying to make sure that I'm connected in the right place. Sometimes I want to move and say, like, I'm not doing that, not, bam. But God's like, did I tell you to do that?
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So we have to make sure that we are hearing God in this season. So one of the things that I was doing in my downtime in my sabbatical, that I was sat down for the 3 weeks and out of the church, not out of the church, because we the church, but out of the church house, let's say that, for the 2 months, the Lord's just been really line upon line and precept upon precept.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the word of God, he said in Psalms, be still, 46, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and know.
And know.
Because when we be still, we can hear him even the more. So one of my concerns was what we do every Tuesday is the blog talk, and we've been doing it for 5 years.
Yeah.
So he had me go back in and research some things, and I had no clue. See, that's why God is like, you just let me do it, and I'm going to work it out. I had no clue that every single week we have 2,225 listeners
mm-hmm.
a week. And I thought, and just when I was about to, like, shut it down, you know, and do something different, that's powerful to know that there are people all over the world mm-hmm. that are listening to our show that you don't even have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, and here's the deal, you know, you're just doing something because God tell you to do it, and then when he tell you to do it, you don't know how you're going to do it, you don't
yeah.
know what, but yeah. you just
it,
do
it. It don't make sense sometimes.
Yeah, you're just doing it, and then you just kind of get caught up in doing what God say do.
Yeah.
That's where you get into that sold out place.
Yes.
So I just want to say to our blog talk listeners,
yes.
a lot of times we don't get calls, and then when we do get them, they don't work. But
yeah.
anyway, that's
yeah.
frustrating. But anyway, I just said,
but
the Lord had to show me because I needed an answer.
Yes.
You know, and he had to show me. So I'm just trying to encourage somebody.
Good morning, Gary Wickerson. I'll be
morning.
There tonight at the shelter.
But I'm just trying to encourage you guys to let you know that whatever you're seeking God for, you have to make sure that you are really hearing him.
Yes.
So my question to us this morning, what are we really thinking, okay? Because whatever you're thinking on are your thoughts, okay? They're your thoughts. But here's the deal. And they do belong to you and not the devil. They don't belong to the devil. But here he comes. Because he's coming.
Oh, yeah.
He comes, and he offers you a thought, or he will mix up your thought. But what we do is we hand our thoughts over. We hand them over to the enemy, and then we begin to meditate on his thoughts. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you, the enemy is a duplicator and an imitator. He is not God. So I'm just so grateful to know, you know, and a lot of times it's denying self, really. That's how you get in the place of hearing God, knowing it's not about you, and you just settle yourself down so that you can be in the right place at the right time and doing the things you need to do. She says, how can I be of service? That's right.
How can I be of service,
that's
Peggy?
Right, that's right. Good morning, Ms. Vicki. So that's true. Yes. So I'm just grateful that, and thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
She said, good morning, ladies. It's Terrell. Hey, girl, this is Ms.
Okay.
Vivica's friend. I'm so glad I caught you today.
Yes.
So this is a powerful teaching today, and this is not just for today. This will be until God said it's finished. It's about everybody out there, you know, and everybody in here. You know, we're all connected. So I just want to encourage you today, and Lord, we will go to scripture. We'll read Isaiah. But here is the thing. God is talking to the believers, because one of the things that I'm hearing in my spirit is that because we struggle as believers, but God said, tell them that the reason that they're struggling, that the believer is struggling, because they really don't believe. Because we have the word of God here. Will you hold that up, Laura?
God's love letters, which is fire. La palabra de Dios, que es lumbre, es fuego.
Come on now. We have the word of God, and we get in the word, and we read it. But God is telling me we really not believe it. Because if we believe it, the things that we meditate on will magnify in our lives. It will magnify, and you will be able to see things clearer than what you've ever seen them before. Yeah. And you got to know that even sometimes when you have to stand alone, God is with you.
Oh, yes. Can I raise both hands on
that? Yeah, because if he calls you to do it, And he's going to bring the right people. He's going to bring the finances. He's going to bring, because he's Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
He's your provider. But do you believe it? Because you're looking at what your Bank of America, Chase, Frost, I don't know who you're banking with. I'm just trying to help somebody. Wells Fargo, Southside Bank, they over here. That's what you believe in.
Yes.
You believe in what you're looking at your bank account. I promise you. But God is supernatural, and he owns the cattle of 1,000 hills.
Yes.
And listen, he don't even say how many cattle on each hill. Mm-hmm. He's just trying to help us. So that's why you got to open your spirit up and your spiritual mind. So let this mind in Christ be also in you.
Yes, yes.
Because when we do it in our own, and I was just looking at Dr. Sanjay Gupta the other day. He just wrote a book, and he's really trying to help some people, because he was telling us we only use 10% of our brain. There's 90% more that we don't use. I got to get the book, because I'm going to drink serious
on that one.
And then he was saying, because, you know, he's a doctor. I'm not the doctor. I'm just trying to tell you what the doctor said. He's like, that's why we end up with these cases of Alzheimer's and dementia, because it's unused portions of the brain. So we got to open up our minds and begin to hear what God is saying. And then he can teach us and lead us.
Yes.
You know, and that's why the word of God. And this is where we're going to go, Laura. And I don't think I gave you the scripture. I did not give you Colossians 3. Can you look that up? Because this is so powerful. This is what we're going to start at, because we're rolling with the Holy Spirit this morning. So write these scriptures down, America. Colossians 3, because I'm telling you, this is where we get defeated, is in our mind. The enemy will come and tell us everything opposite of what God tells you. But obviously, that tells me that we're not believing what God says that about us in his word. Because if we believe what God said, you would tell the devil. Sometimes you ain't got to talk to him. Just throw your hand up. Y'all know we used to be saying, talk to the hand.
Yeah.
Okay. You can tell the devil, talk to the hand, because you're not talking to me. Oh, you must. Oh, no. He do know who you are. That's why he coming to distract you. Because, see, we have to be mindful that the enemy came from heaven. God created him like he created you. But what he did, he got beside himself. And he wanted to be God. So we have to search our God. What is our God? Is it your house? Is it your job? I could even say, as a pastor, is it your pastor? No, really. We have to really understand, because we're just mere people on a journey, you know, of obedience, Colossians 3.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read Colossians 3, 1 through 2?
1 through 2?
Yeah.
God's love letters,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios, que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. And God, I pray you prepare the hearts of people that are going to receive your word. And I pray that they write it down and study it for themselves. And I thank you for unity in the body of Christ Jesus. And thank you so much for the opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And it says, Colossians 3 and verses 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sí. Ya que han sido resucitados a una vida nueva con Cristo.
Mm-hmm.
Pongan la mira en las verdades del cielo,
mm-hmm.
donde Cristo está sentado en el lugar de honor a la derecha de Dios.
Aleluya.
Y piensen en las cosas del cielo,
mm-hmm.
y no en la tierra.
Aleluya.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. This is in the King James Version. I just wrote it down. Colossians 3:1-2 says, if then you have been raised in Christ, seek, which means look for, the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And then this is what I love that God is. He just like, set your mind
mm-hmm.
on things that are above and not on things that are on earth. Why would God tell us not to do that? Okay, so as a believer, because these are the people that's in the word, right? As a believer, if we're in Colossians 1:2, and if we're reading what God is saying, set your mind on the things that are above, why are you not setting your mind? She said, read three.
Yeah. He says, in English?
Número
tres, pues ustedes han muerto a esta vida, su verdadera
uh-oh.
Vida
uh-oh.
Está escondida en Cristo, en Dios.
So after he tells us to set our mind on the things that are above and not on earth, and three, he says, for you died that to this life, and it says, and is that what it says? Hold on. It says, for you died to this life, and your real life is in the hidden with Christ in God. Yeah. What would he say, your real life? So if you got the real life in heaven, what is this? Hello. It's like vapor.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, I'm seeing it more and more. I mean, it's really manifesting now.
Yeah. But what we do is we get so caught up on the things of the world. See, that's why God's trying to help us. The world tells us that we will be missing out on the things. So when we just talked about this place of being sold out, but it all starts in the mind. Okay, so the world tells us we're missing out on something when we sell out to Christ. But when we do find ourselves, we find ourselves yearning and never feel, that's why people be like, I'm just depressed. But you got a great job. You drive a beautiful car. You got a great wife and or husband. You're doing life with great people. You go to an amazing church. You're connected to a great ministry. You got beautiful children. What are you depressed about?
Yes. You have your two arms, your two legs, your two eyes. I'm just saying.
But here's the deal. We know why you are. We looking at you and see, that's why the world is a perception. We're looking at people like, oh, they got it going on. Then we start trying to run out there and do the things that them people doing. And what you don't know is when they go home, they close their doors and they cry and they weeping and they're sad and they're empty. But you got Christ Jesus over here, and you may have a little hut and a little car, a little hoopty. But you're richer than you ever could imagine.
Yes. Yes.
Because you got the King of Kings telling you, girl, you got it going on.
Yes.
Girl, you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
You are created.
Hello.
Image. Yes.
And then to the men, you are kings and priests.
Yes.
And you know what's so amazing? People don't even believe it, but it's in the Word. But when God tell you who you are, you don't believe it.
Yes. And Pastor Bobby called my phone. He had never called my phone, and I didn't get to answer it. And he heard my answering voice.
Oh,
and he goes,
it.
I'm going to call one more time. Don't answer it. I got to hear what you
I'm
said.
Daughter of the Most
says, this
High
is Laura
God.
Kelly, daughter of the Most High God.
Yes.
I wanted to say I'm fired for Jesus, but I made it short. And then I said, I'm not here. And he goes, but I'm going to call one more time. Can you not answer so I can hear it again? But we are. We are
we
sons
are.
And daughters
but,
of the Most High God.
But they don't believe it, Laura.
I believe it.
So it's all about what we believe. Do you believe that Christ died so that you could be set free? Do you believe that Christ died over 2,000 years ago so you could be healed? Do you believe that God did? Because what we do is we start looking at these things as they manifest on our bodies and in our minds. Then we start believing the symptoms. We start believing instead of saying, you ain't got one more time for me to feel that. by this time tomorrow, you will be away from me because you will not connect to me because healing is my portion. And you know why I know? Now, you can look at the address and Mama Dolly flip that up and tell me where it is. But in the Word of God, he says that healing is the children's bread. Mm-hmm. But then you want to say, I'm a daughter of the Most High God. Like that means you his child?
Yeah.
But you don't claim your healing?
Mm-hmm.
You don't tell the devil, get away from me?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, we're just trying to help somebody. You got to open up and use your power.
Mm-hmm.
Christ died that you could have power. And remember before he went to the cross? I'm crunked out. I'm sorry. Okay? That's how I wake up telling the devil, get away from me.
Yes.
And my children. And my friends.
Yes.
And my family.
Yes.
Are you crazy? Oh,
yes.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
Because you tried to be Christ. But listen, you have to remind the devil of who you are. Because he's sure going to remind you of who he is.
That's right.
And that's why we have identity crisis. Because we don't know who we are, but we're so caught up on, look, the devil did this, and the devil did that. But what are you doing?
Yeah.
We do that. We play possum. And then we want to get in church and, I stuck the speed bumps. I'm sorry. And it's nothing wrong with that because I'm a worshiper, I'm a praiser, and I love it, but I also do it in my bathroom in the morning.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
While I'm driving?
I
have to pull over sometimes.
Yes. So you have to know who you are. And when you become a defeated foe, then you might as well, that's a wrap, because then we are no longer living, we're existing.
Yes.
To live for Christ, come on.
It's a game. Hallelujah.
So you have to know that, and that's why I was telling David the other day, I don't care if I don't ever get another 27-square-foot house, I don't care, because I don't care about that stuff, because if I did, I'd have still been trying to hold on to it. You got to be focused, and you got to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. That's why in Romans 12 and 2, you ready, Laura?
Yes.
Uh-oh, here we go. Romans 12 and 2.
And I think that one I do have it. All right. 12 and 2.
Yeah.
Vamos al libro de Romanos 12, verso 2. God's love letters,
which
is fire.
Fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Romanos 12, verso 2 dice, no imiten a las conductas de las costumbres de este mundo. Más bien deje que Dios transforme las personas nuevas en cambiarles la manera de pensar. Entonces aprendan a conocer la voluntad de Dios para ustedes. Y la cual es buena, agradable y perfecta.
Come on,
Gloria a Dios.
And what's so powerful, I think we were teaching on this on Sunday. I wish I just wanted to stay in this place right here because God is not playing with us. And I think the illustration I used when I was younger and my grandmother used to tell us, don't open that door. Do not go outside. Don't do that. And you know your grandmother, your mama, your daddy, everybody means business. Right? And they say, do not. That's like a warning, a caution.
Yeah.
So here in Romans 12 and 2, the Lord says, do not. And you can stop right there. And you got to get that in your mind. What are you saying, God? Because that's alarming. You are so serious about this right here. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. But what we do is we try to get on the renewal of Laura mind. I want to do what Laura does. No. You need to do what you do. What are you called to do? By the renewing of your mind that you, by testing, you may discern. And where does discernment come from? It comes from above, and you know it and you'll know it. What is the will of God? But we be trying to do our will. But we want the stuff of God, but we don't want the will of God. I'm telling you. But the will of God is good and acceptable and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we strive for perfection, is because we are in his will.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Laura?
Amen.
And
Amen.
You have to know that. And that's why these teachings are so powerful, because you have to take it one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
One day at a time, because, right, Mama Dolly's Papa Jack? You do, because if you try to compact it and do it all, you're trying to still do it in your power, in your mind. Yes, it just don't work like that. Why do you think wake up one day at a time? And by the way, do you think you woke you up this morning, the alarm clock up? That's a big fat what? Crunchy no. Y'all ever had a crunchy no on your face? That's what this one is. Okay? No, because we don't have that kind of power. Now, Jesus, and remember we were in that place before Jesus went to the cross. Remember, and Jesus took a time out. Y'all know he did that a lot. That's why I learned how to learn when to be quiet. We just do this because we're here and this is how we are. We're flowing. But I also know how to be quiet, and y'all probably don't believe it, but I'm telling you the truth. Okay? Okay? So I see in my spirit when Jesus took a moment to write in the sand.
He took
a moment because, you know, he had to deal with the people. And when people read that scripture about, you know, that was when they was trying to catch the woman, they were trying to catch Jesus up, but they used the illustration of the woman being caught in adultery. Well, if the woman was being caught, wouldn't the man come? Yeah. Okay, I'm back. So, but what they did was they didn't really know that they was talking to God. They know everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jesus is like, let me go over here and write in the sand. And I pray when he was doing that, he was talking to Jesus, to God, about me.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even there, but then I was because I came out of the mind of God.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to be mindful that Jesus, when he did that, he took a moment to write in the sand. Why did he do that? So he could hear from God. Mm-hmm. And all he said to them was, this was so powerful. You would have seen curse the first time. But if he was probably thinking in his natural mind, but he was all God, he was the Trinity. So listen, that's why we got to be quiet and don't get caught up in our emotions.
And, especially with family or friends or other Christians, when you know they're not where you at. And that's what God's dealing with me, and being patient and just doing this. And I'm getting there. I'm getting there, okay? I'm getting there. I'm still struggling at times, but I'm going to get there.
And we do, though. We have to be mindful. Because you trying to say what you're going to say, what's in your heart, and you want to have the heart and the mind of Christ. So take a minute always, if this can help somebody, take a minute and write in your sand and hear what God is saying. Get in his face, seek him, and sometimes don't say nothing. Just let God deal with you. Because we looking at everybody else saying, I wish they had it. They should have. I can't believe that they weren't. Y'all know how you be in church or you hearing a word. Ooh, I know who needs to hear this. No, you need to hear it because you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That message is more so and so. No, it's not. It's you.
Yes.
I've done that in the past.
We do. We're just ridiculous. So, this is so powerful, though, because this is what I'm really trying
That's
to get
That's why
to.
We were there, because it was for us. It was meant for us.
This is the part. Remember when Jesus, before he went to the cross, he said, hold on, before I go, I need to leave you the comfort. This is so powerful because you're going to need it. Because he knew he couldn't stay because he was going to be with the Father. And he, like the scripture tells us over here in Colossians, he's at the right hand, petitioning for you. If you think he's not, he is. So get in your word and it'll tell you everything. And I was thinking, we were talking on Sunday too, you know, shut the TV down, America. Get out to CNN and the NBC and the ABC.
Especially and NBC, that.
And get into the KJV, the NIV, and the ESV. No, really. Because when you... because he wrote the end before he wrote the beginning. So if you got any questions about the government, get with Jesus, because he said the word says that the government will be on his shoulders. So why are you worrying about a stimulus check? Yeah, don't worry about that, because they over there playing with that. We looking at TV, when I'm going to get it, when they going to send it, how they going to do it, da-da-da. And you sounded like you at the auction. I mean, really. We got to get out of ourselves and trust and believe that you do have a Jehovah.
200, 500, 600, no, 1,200.
Yeah. No. It's kids don't get. What are we going to do? I mean, and now your mind, that's what we're trying to say, it's your mind. And now your mind is stayed on the government and what they're doing, and they're going to always let you down.
Yeah.
Can we just keep it real, America?
Yeah.
Because we are America. But when you keep your mind stayed on Jesus. He told you in his word that he is Jehovah Jireh, your provider.
Yes.
So hold up. You don't even believe it. Because you're still on CNN. Okay? And NBC.
My bad.
Yes, MSNBC and all of that. And all you got to do is hold it up again, Lord. Get in your word.
Right here.
Because in Psalms, God tells us he's the one that gives us power to get wealth. He is the one. And then God talks about finances a lot in here. If you want to get on a sabbatical plan of how to do your money, hear what Jesus said.
And when you're about his business, he has a way of, I don't know if showing off is the right word, but showing himself who he is,
right.
God Almighty.
Right.
Because when you be about, you know, doing his business and be obedient, even if you're not feeling it, because you can follow your emotions, but you have to be obedient and do it. And if you have that passion and love for God, you'll do it, especially for souls. Because when I see people, I see souls. It's amazing how he opens doors. That's why yesterday when I was weeping, because I was thinking about all the people I'm connected with and how blessed I am in time of whatever I'm going through and need. God takes care of me, and he uses people, vessels. We are vessels for his kingdom, and we all help each other. And I always remember, it's in my heart, how I just go as a volunteer to the calling that I had, which is outreach, homeless, and then I go as a volunteer. And next thing they're hiring me to work, and they're paying me well, you know. And I'm like, wow. They go, we want to hire you to do what you're doing, but we're gonna pay you. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm doing it no matter what, because I'm being obedient to Abba. And then I'm being paid,
see,
and
Lord,
then my bills are being paid.
You know why?
And
because of your heart.
Yeah.
Because you got the right heart. So that's how you get sold out. Because she sold out. So I really wish that I had about 16 devices up here, because I really want to play Heaven's Power right now. Because Hezekiah, I was talking about this on Sunday, he sings this, sold out. I'm sold out. Y'all heard it. You know what? You know how you get there? He says in this song, my heart first is fixed, and my mind is made up. Then I love this fortune. No room, no vacancy. I'm all filled up.
Mm-hmm.
His spirit lives in me.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag, and that's the reason that I'm sold out.
Yes.
That's powerful.
Yes.
Now I'm gonna make me a workout exercise song out of that. Because when I get that in my spirit every morning, I'll be waiting on the devil come out. Because what you're not gonna do is mess with the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm radical enough, just like Jesus went to the apostle, I'm radical enough to slap him for you. And that's what we do.
And that's what I do, Pastor Marlo. Whenever he messes with me, I say to myself,
uh-oh,
God is my witness. Wrong chick again.
Uh-oh.
You haven't learned. I said, now I'm going to go tell 10 more people about Jesus, or I'm going to glorify Jesus more, even more. And like whenever tonight I'm going to go work at the shelter, the people there, my brothers and sisters, are going through trials and tribulations, and they have their own struggles just like we all do, but I said, Lord, I know tonight I'm going to make a difference in somebody's life, because it's for your glory, and that's my passion in my heart, to just give somebody hope. So when they're coming in, I have some Tomasa, she check them in, but I always like to go to the door, and when they're walking in, I say, how y'all doing today, beautiful people of God, and God bless y'all coming in. Come on in. It's nice and warm in here. And, I mean, I don't know, Holy Spirit just speaks to me, and they all look at me, and they go, you know, we never been to a place where they welcome us. Normally they look down at us, or they cuss us out, or they spit at us, or they look ugly at us. They put us down. And I have many of them saying that. He goes, why are you so nice to us? What is it? I said, Jesus. It's all Jesus to say, because you're special. He loves you. He wants to give you hope. He wants to heal you. He wants to relationship with you. And I mean, just whatever the Holy Spirit starts coming out. But every day I go out and open the door, and I speak life over every elderly, young, old person walking in the door. I speak life. And man, that's just like, it lifts up their spirit, you know.
Absolutely.
And then God gets glorified. Then God, so many of them don't ask me for my name, and if they know, they know. But they know Jesus. They go, oh, there's a Jesus lady. That's what they say. And some
that's
of them, because there's
that's
up to 90
beautiful.
People that come. They call me the Jesus lady. And I
say,
that's why I say, I like that song, I don't care if they remember me, only Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
That's true. But you know, it's all about making an intelligent decision to be really a servant in any way that, you know, because you know what your paths are daily. You know, allow the Lord to use you. You know, but you have to die to self.
Yes.
That's how that happens, and really be serious. But God knows if you are serious or not.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
He does, because it's all about our decision making while we are here on earth. Because that's what we got to make every day count, as if it is our last, because it very well could be.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and who don't want to be when we get in the face of God? Because all of us are going to go to the face of God. When we get there, what do you want to hear? Do you want to hear well done?
Yes.
Because I know I do.
Yes.
My good. And God is so awesome and faithful. So, you know, ask yourself, am I really faithful over the things of God? And the things of God and the people of God, especially because we are the church as the people. You know, and we were saying on Sunday, you know, if you're in a ministry or a church and you're going in on Sunday morning, and if it ain't no change in your life, you need to ask God, "Where? Hey, this is where I need to be, because I need to be magnifying. I need to be, you know." But it's up to you if you want the change. But if people are not speaking life more abundantly, come on now, ask yourself, is this the season I shift, or are you gonna shift the pastor? What are we doing? Because I need to be on your plane. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us what? God tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, even in ministry, or to prosper you." Do you believe that? I think that, I don't think I know. God already told me. They ain't believing, Marlo. They reading and not believing. Because we got to learn to trust God, have faith, because your faith will be your currency. It'll open a door that no man can shut.
But God
is so powerful. He'll shut a door that no man can open either. Then why are you over there trying to open it?
And when you put your total trust on God and not on people, like, you know, like I was saying earlier, he provides for you and sets you up in divine appointments, and he takes care of you financially. Also, like with me, you know, he told me I had to do an outreach for Valentine's. And so he says, "I want you to make 100 bags to give away, and 100 bags, I got to put stuff in the bags, chocolates for Valentine's, and of course, John 3:16, and Jesus loves you in every bag." I have to, you know, write that in. And so there's something I don't like to do, but even if I don't like to do it, I have to do it because I'm being obedient. So I had told God, "Okay, God, I'm going to do it." I said, "Lord, but I need help with the hygiene items, because it's 100 bags I got to do. And, you know, the hygiene item is a little soap and shampoo, and you have to separate. And normally we used to do it with the Fridays, with the Bible studies at City Chapel with Mama Moya. So we haven't really been getting together on Fridays, and they will help me. Saliz was one of them that was faithful. They're helping me, Mama Gloria, and everybody that will help me put them together. And it's worked. Doing one year, we did 200. It was a lot of work, y'all. But so anyway, but I'll do it, Lord. But I thank you that you're going to send help." Well, she did. Like, a couple of days later, I was at church, and the lady and the husband that blessed me with my van that I'm driving, she comes up to me. She goes, "Laura, me and this ladies get together on Monday. By any chance, do you have anything that you want us to help you with?" Boy, did I scream. They'll tell you. Oh, my God. I went, "Can you help me?" She goes, "Yeah, we get together on Mondays and we want something to do." I say, "Can you help me put 100 hygiene items back together? And I got to put this. I have all the stuff. I have flashlights, I have Compassion of Christ. I have everything. I have so much stuff that I'm going to put." And they're like, "Girl, just bring them to me." So I met up with her, took her out everything, and I'm supposed to go pick it up after the show today. But I never told nobody. I did say to God, "I need help." I didn't complain. I said, "But I'll do it." And that, in my mind, that's all I said. I need help. And he says it to me at church on Sunday. So don't miss going to church either, okay? So God connects you with warriors. And this is also warriors that are sensitive to hearing his voice, because God has to put it in her heart to listen. "Hey, ask Laura if she needs help." I mean, I never told her I was doing 100 backpacks until she asked, "Do you got anything?" I'm like, "Well, since you asked." So if anybody out there ever needs something to do and you don't know what to do, get with me, because I'm always doing, you know, stuff for the kingdom. It's all for kingdom work, for souls. And as you do it unto me, you're not doing it unto me, you're doing it unto the Lord. As she did it, she did it unto God. She was obedient, just as I'm obedient, it's just as all of us, as we come together and help each other, each one, and iron sharpen iron. And And it's awesome when we all come together. And that's why I'm where I'm at when God leads me and go do this, go do that, go help, go pillar. You know, I'm just a vessel. And I do it because I already know the one that's going to get glorified is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Come on now. That's so true.
So I got to pick up my hygiene items after the show today. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful to God for that.
That's beautiful. You know, and it's all about us helping. So this is a...
And then you got somebody. Hear that, Miss Cherie?
Yeah.
She brings me socks. She brings me all kinds of stuff.
Bottle water. That's why I want them to know that this is a drop-off location. Uh-huh. You have socks, soap, shampoo, whatever that you want to be a blessing, you can drop them off at the 2700 block in Park Row.
Yes.
At the mansion on Park Row. And Laura comes and picks them up.
Yes.
And we have people that come in and get their hair done.
Yeah.
They know what we do. And then they with a box of whatever, or bags,
bottle water, socks,
they do.
And even clothes. I give it to Miss Fati, Marcos, Pastor Fati, and they take it to Mexico. Miss Alisa has blessed me with a lot of clothes, and they take it to people in Mexico where they go to secluded areas where there's people that don't know Jesus, and there's no churches other than we're the church, and the warriors that go there speak the word of God, and they receive salvation, and they take clothes, they take shoes. So I take all kinds of stuff, okay? And they send it to Mexico. So
I want you to, after the show, put this address up on the screen, Mark, when you do the drop-off.
Okay,
You know, just so, and then too, just thanking God for our studio audience.
Yes.
Yeah, I know we got about 10 minutes, but I'm just so grateful for these amazing people of God.
Yeah.
Because when God gives you people, faithful and just.
Yes.
And
yes.
They hang out with you through the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And the ugly.
And that's called covenant relationship.
Yes.
And the only way that you can be in that is if you are you're under the covenant of the Lord.
Yes.
And you are connected with people that you trust the God in them.
Yes.
You know, and you love the God in them, and you love doing, and it's all about being assigned to one another.
Yes. But I have to share this testimony right here because it's about Papa Jack.
Uh-oh.
So one time, a couple of years ago, Papa Jack gave me a suit, a nice suit to give away. Do you remember Papa Jack? And I had it in my van for the longest hang because I'm the type of person that I want to listen to the Holy Spirit and I don't just give it to whoever. I have to be specific because God will tell me now, not now, or it was for him, for her, whatever. And so I hold on to stuff and I release it to wherever he tells me, not wherever I want to. And I remember I had that suit in my van for, I went to Compassion a couple of times, but God said, don't take it out. So I kept it in my van for a couple of weeks, I think. And finally, I was at Compassion of Christ in Park doing outreach. Elderly guy comes up to me. She goes, Miss Laura, by any chance, do you need anybody? I want to go to church on Sunday. I started going to this new church, but I really would love to wear a suit. And he says, do you know by chance where I could get me a suit? And I went, yes! I have one in my van for like the last 2 or 3 weeks. I had it in my van. He goes, no. I said, yes.
But see, he didn't.
By God. And then as I brought it to him, it was his size. It was Papa Jack. Wow. It was his. So I had to record him. I don't know if you ever saw the video. He's like, thank you for my suit. Just like a Matrix moment because it might not mean nothing to you, but to me, it was just like, he wanted a suit for church.
So did you guys get to see the video?
Yes.
So Papa Jack.
And I was just like.
I have a question. How do you feel? The moment that you saw your obedience, because that takes obedience to take a suit that you
love,
and you give it to Laura because you know she's going to be a blessing. And then you see the manifestation of what the Lord said in your obedience. How does that make you feel?
Yes. Anointed. The man of God that released it to me is an anointed man of God. And he was smiling like, awesome, awesome. He was so happy.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is. And that's really all we're trying to say here.
Yeah.
Is you have to sensitive. And the only way to do that is you got to transition in your mind and make a decision that whatever it takes, God, you know, if you want me to, now, a lot of people are like, now, there you go, Pastor. But God may tell you to sell your house. Well, he told me. And the first, that's what I said. That's the devil. That's the first thing I said. Why would God tell me to sell? Because, see, God is the one that gave me the house supernaturally because the home that I was leasing I just made the decision to have the mind of stewardship. I stewarded the house. I made some investments in it. Only because that's where I like to live. That was my only mind to do. Because that's how I like to live, and I want this to look like that, and I did that. But because of that, the man that was leasing me the house, he said, you know what? This is what he said to me. I'm just trying to help somebody, because obviously this is for somebody. He said to me, you know, I have a lot of property, Marlo, but out of all the property I have, this is the only one that's really a home. This is a beautiful place. You made this place beautiful. And he said to me about it maybe 6 months after that, I want you to have it. So let me tell you, this is the kind of God we serve. Yes. He'll talk to, like he talked to Papa Jack about the suit.
Yes.
He'll talk to a man about your house.
Yes.
I'm saying.
Yes.
And he said, I want you to have it. And then that's all he said. He went to the county court, put my name, at the time I was married, and my husband's name. Can I say it, please? Hello. Papa Jack said, yeah. On the deed. And then God don't even tell you the fullness of the secret. Because he has secrets.
Yes.
Go to Amos chapter 3 and 7 and check it out for yourself. Okay, so the man did that, so I'm just so grateful that he did it. And, you know, and it's all about stewardship. See, because God can't trust you with nothing else if you're not stewarding the things that he give you now.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we did that, I just know, oh, well, thank you. We did a contract. Bam, and I'm still paying the same payments. I didn't elevate none. I think it went down a little bit. So now I got a house payment, an escrow, and all this stuff. I was so excited. 3 years, never late on my payments, communicating, and still upgrading. Then the man comes back here, but he came to the mansion, and he says to me, you know, the housing market is great. Well, you should think about selling your house. And I was like, what? That's the devil. I'm not selling my house. You I mean, this is the same man that gave me the house. Came and said this to me. That was really, and then this can I just help somebody right
now? Yes, we want to help.
This man, he didn't believe in God. He believed in Buddha. Mm-hmm. Can I help you? Mm-hmm. He worshiped Buddha. He had a house he built in his backyard that was his temple. Can I help you? Every day he would go out and do what they do. I don't know what they do. I just know what I do. I believe. Okay. Then when he did that, after that, I said, when I accused him of being the devil, because I did, I said, that's the devil, and I'm not doing that. But the Lord, as I'm saying no, he's orchestrating the yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's already preparing the flow of the yes. He has prepared the realtor, the everything, everything. And do you know America? I realized that really was God. Because when you hang out with him, you're going to know, oh, that is really God.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
And then guess what? I want you to put that house on the market. I didn't do it to real estate people that he had already set in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
He did it. And do you know that house sold over the weekend? We put the house on the market on a Friday. By Monday, I had 5 cash. Do you hear me? Offers. And that's why when you make investments and people tell you, this is not your house, turn the volume off. Thank you for listening, Blog Talk Radio.
God
listening.
Bless y'all.
So listen, God, people will tell you one thing, but God is telling you another.
Yes.
And people say, if I was you, that's the first thing they say, because they not you. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. It's not your house. That's them people's house. People try to tell me this about the mansion, and this is my mansion. But God already told me, the same way you bought your home is the same way you're going to buy this commercial property. Mm-hmm. Guess what, America? I believe it. Sometimes, not sometimes, but when I look at my Wells Fargo account, it don't tell me that. It don't tell me I'm about nothing.
It's true. Just like my cousin.
Right?
My cousin rode with me the other day. We went to the store and he got in my van. And he goes, Laura, when did you get this new van? Because it's new, you know. It's a new van to me. It's paid for. And I said, I got blessed with it. And he starts laughing. He goes, you're funny. I said, no, I got blessed with it. He goes, who gave it to you? I said, God.
But it's true.
And God gave
it's
it to
true.
Me. God gave it to me.
But
somebody
see,
just came
but
to
see,
and said,
it's
yes.
It's supernatural, right, Laura?
Yes.
It's supernatural. It's a supernatural thing. And the only way to get some super on your natural is you got to hang out with Superman.
He said, your door's open. You know how he knew it was a new van? My door's open because the other van, the door couldn't open.
He probably wouldn't have said it.
He goes, oh, your door's electrical. It opens.
But that's beautiful. But really, the concept of this message is it's all in your mind.
Yes.
And you have to believe God.
Yes. He don't need your money. Yeah. He got everything. He just wants your obedience.
That's it.
Yes.
So if you are stewarding, that's why I tell people, if you have an apartment and you're not cleaning it up, but you're in the face of God asking for a 3-bedroom house, No. And then what we do, we have the audacity to get mad at God when he don't do it because Sister Aura over there got it and you want it because they got it. But you're not even stewarding what you have. That's why in his word he says those that are rulers, when you handle your business, take care of your stuff over small things, he said, I will make you. Now, he is the way maker.
Yes. Miracle worker.
Miracle worker. The promise keeper.
Promise keeper.
And it's about 3,000. Come on, Papa Jack. 573. Get you one. It's all about what we believe. And that's what God told me. He said, Marlo, the believers are not believing. And we got to believe what God is saying.
Yeah.
And all of his promises are yay
and amen.
Amen. And they are in this word. Go in here and get you one.
Yes.
I hope you get all 3,000, but it's way more than 3,000. I'm just telling you by what I know. Because I done did my research. And then I go in here every day, and this is what's so powerful. I don't even have sometimes open this because they up in here.
Yeah.
They in my soul.
Yes.
And I read, I know what they are. And I ain't got to, I could be in my car and say, you said in your word.
Yeah.
In Proverbs 31:10, that I am the bling of the earth.
Yes.
That I am that. Oh, but, oh, he just, okay, let me back up. He said that you are far more. Let me read it that way. He said, this is my revelation. You're far more than rubies and diamonds and precious stones.
Yeah.
And we on the earth, right?
Yeah.
We ain't of the earth, but we on the earth.
Yeah.
So that means that we're the bling of the earth.
Yay! Light to darkness. That's right.
And from that, a movement was birthed, conferences, people all over the world. I'm telling you now, I found out that we had some shirts in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Some bling of the earth. These right here. These shirts are in Israel. Let me show you all there. Y'all see that shirt right there?
Yeah.
It says the bling of the earth.
Yeah.
Proverbs 31:10. These shirts the women in Israel are wearing.
And then these sold out to Jesus.
Uh-oh.
And then they know some Mexico.
And all over the earth.
Yes.
So, I'm telling you, you just got to trust and believe God.
Yeah.
But you got to shift your mind.
Yeah.
That's why the word says, think
Don't limit
these things. Whatever so lovely. Whatever so kind. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be mindful of what God is telling us. But what we want to do is think on, oh, my lecture bill due. I don't know how I'm going to get it paid. Well, you know what? I just want to help you right here. Who gave you the job? God gave you the job. Therefore, that's God money. But what are you doing with it? Oh, did you go to Malachi?
Mm-hmm.
Did you read Malachi 3:10? When he says, he asks you a question first. Will a man rob God? And then you look and say, uh-oh, where have I robbed you, Lord? He tell you where. In tithes and offerings. Because nobody believes it. They think it's their money. And then they have the audacity. And God is so gracious and so good, he just asked for the 10%. And you got 90. And you still can't pay your light bill. No, really. We just pray today that this word has really empowered you and that you have been in the face of God. Get in the face of God. And when you surrender and say, okay. I've had the Frank Sinatra mentality. I've done it my way. And it's just not working. I'm going to do it your way, Lord.
You do the same thing, you're going to get the
Come
same
on
result
now.
Every time.
That's right.
Every year.
And when you do it his
and
way.
You're wasting time.
You already
have I want everything God has for me.
Come on now.
For his glory.
So I just encourage you to, you know, seek his faith and turn. See, that's it right
turn.
There. And when we turn, and then we pray. And we believe. And then we receive. And then in the receiving, you achieve.
Yes.
So God has so much for you, but we wake
so
up every
much.
Day trying to figure out how we're going to get it, and it's already yours.
Yes.
It belongs to you,
yes.
And to you, and to you, and to me. So yes. I'm the type of person to say, I'm finna, people say, what are you finna do today? Whatever God say we do.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing. Whatever God say we're doing. And I was so encouraged yesterday to... Just like the GGs, I'm learning. I live amongst the GGs.
Yeah.
So I'm learning, knowing, and growing, right? Mm-hmm. They're my spiritual parents, so that's the same DNA, right? So I'm supposed to look like them. And if they looking like Christ, I'm supposed to look like Christ.
Right.
No, really. Be careful about who you are connected to in this season.
Yes.
It's 2021. We got a lot of work to do. We got to be about the Father's business. But the devil wants us to look at what's going on in the land, all the deaths and all the confusion and all the chaos.
Stop the complaining and the pity party. Stop the pity party.
Yeah. I was supposed to talk to y'all about my book today. Go order your new book. And this book is called Sold Out Volume 2. You can order it on the pre-orders, even though I've already ordered the book. You can go to marloministries.org. Don't do the com. Do the org. And get this book. It's $28, and that includes shipping. Hello! We're so excited about what God is doing.
Yes.
And this is sold out. And this, the chapter in this book, it's the whole chapter, is called Liquid Love.
Ooh.
Uh-oh! That's a whole new conference, a whole new everything. But anyway, I can't tell y'all the secret. So God is good, right, Laura?
Amen.
All the time and all the time, God is good. But do you believe it? That's the question. Believer. God is calling the believers out. He's going to be up in your face, so you better be ready for him. And he knows your heart.
Yeah.
So to God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
What would you like to say?
Just if anybody's watching right now, and I didn't bring my prayer, but it's in my heart. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord Savior, as you tune in to this video by accident, it wasn't by accident or by chance. It was a divine appointment by God. And you don't have relationship with God, or you don't know him. If you just confess with your mouth, Jesus, hey, come into my heart. You could just talk to him.
Hallelujah.
And he's right there with you. Come into my heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, here's a prayer from the GGs. It says, remember, it's not a prayer that saves you. It's trusting Jesus that saves you.
That's it.
Prayer is simply how you tell God what you're doing. Dear God. Okay, here we go. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner.
Woo!
I know my sins. Repeat this right here after me, and then God will do the rest. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know my sins deserve to be punished. I believe Christ died for me and rose from the grave. I trust Jesus Christ alone as my Savior.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the forgiveness and everlasting life I know I have. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is good.
That is beautiful.
Can I keep this?
But you know what's so powerful in that prayer? All of it is powerful, but this is the part that the sinner says. First of all, he confessed that he is a sinner. He's a sinner. And we are saved by grace. Only.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So you have to believe.
You got to believe. Because if you don't believe it, you can profess it and not believe it, and you won't have it.
Yes.
Because you don't believe it.
Yes.
Because there's something about believing. When you believe, you will steward the belief.
Yes.
But you can kind of get into that place, and this is what's so hilarious. And I sometimes see God saying, I can't wait till they do the Matrix.
Yes.
Because he know we believe it. He do. But it's something about the manifestation.
Yes.
We are really postured and ready for the manifestation.
Yes.
But when it happens, we have the audacity to say, for real, God? Are you serious? And he's like, okay, do the Matrix. And we're like, oh, my God.
Yes.
And we out of control. He's coming. And that makes God. What parent would not smile when their kid does that?
Yes.
And he know we be for real. We don't be playing. It's just like so supernatural.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just like when Linda asked me, what you need help with? And I'm
So I'm going to be like that when you get your book today.
Yes.
I'll be like, are you serious?
Yes.
Okay. God is good. This is an amazing book to journey you, to teach you how to become sold out.
And also, if you gave your heart to Jesus
in this
morning's At the Mansion show and you're in need of a Bible,
come
if you write me a comment, I will mail you the Bible if you need one.